the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospix 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/RetrospixGaragePunkRadio.
We have to keep the drugs out of our country. We stop the drugs. But we have some bad hombres here, and we're going to get them out.
Well, hi once again, fans of the greatest 60s underground rock music. I'm Phil Gray. This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast produced here at Free FM, independent community media, Hamilton, New Zealand, broadcast across New Zealand and in Canada. Podcast to the world, of course, and a big hello to our regular podcast consumers, especially to the handful of people that have put a little pressure on me in the last week or so to include more Mexican 60s garage. So this episode has a bunch of it, getting underway with a track about as obscure as Mexican 60s garage can be, or it's kind of more of a surf garage track from 1965. The track is called Pamanabal. This is Los Nativos. Go private acetate pressing of some surf garage from Mexico 1965 from Los Nativos, setting the trend for this episode 328 of Retrospect. We've got a bunch of Mexican tracks, also some more broad global garage and some obscurities out of the States as well. God, we've even got some well-known bands. Let's get back into it. Another Mexican band, Originally called the Teddy Bears, formed in 1964, changed their name to the UFOs or Los Ovnis. Here's their cover of Wild Thing.
Pienso que me ama,
pero no puedo saber.
Ven y bésame, ámame.
Loca, qué cosa loca. Que me provoca siempre, loca.
Pienso que me amas,
pero no puedo saber.
Ven y bésame, ámame.
Out Retrospect on Apple Podcasts, where you can rate each show and leave a review for Retrospect.
It's not nice.
And of course, subscribe.
It was bad.
For your weekly fix of cool 60s garage.
I'm not finished.
cielo, te quiero, déjame conocer algo de ti y tu forma de ser. Hello, te quiero, déjame conocer algo de ti y tu forma de ser. Si vas siempre conmigo, no piensas nunca en mí. Eres extraño y no sé qué pensar, pero contigo siempre quiero estar. Hello, te quiero, déjame conocer algo de ti y tu forma de ser. Hello, te quiero, déjame conocer algo de ti y tu forma de ser. Dicen que eres muy cruel y que tu amor a nadie quieres dar, pero conmigo no vas a poder, porque de mí te vas a enamorar. Ya te tengo y no te dejaré, juntos, muy juntos estamos los dos. Yo contigo seré muy feliz, ahora te conozco y ya sé de ti. ¡Hello! ¡Hello!
Well, bowing to pressure from listeners, that is a full set of Mexican Garage. Fantastic set it was too. Los Ovnis, top of the set with their cover of Wild Thing. Then Los Moñes, picture and information up on our Facebook page. That is, of course, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Los Moñes, track called Mi Mami Dijo. These guys dressed as monks, played a combination of rock music, classical music, and jazz. They're around 1966. Fantastic slice of Mexican garage, Mi Mami Dijo from Los Moñes. Finally, La Experiencia from 1968. Hola, ¿qué tal? Of course, The Doors, Hello, I Love You. The B-side of that 45 was Señora Robinson, Simon and Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson. From La Experiencia, set of 60s garage out of Mexico. Dig what you hear?
Yeah.
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, PodDirectory, and many more.
Yeah.
Well, here's something very unusual. You can see a picture, read some more information up on facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Name of the track is The Magic Ice Cube. It's from a psychedelia album from 1967. Perhaps this would fit better in last week's psychedelic episode. The band is called The Holy Ghost Reception Committee No. 9. It was formed by a bunch of guys going to Catholic high school in the late 60s, apparently dropping acid and listening to the Beatles. Described as cool, intelligent, raw, psychedelic sound. It is absolutely a Christian rock album, so certainly a rarity on Retrospect. Let's check it out. The Holy Ghost Reception Committee No. 9 with The Magic Ice Cube.
As you step into the sunlight, please remember that it's non-existent, self-subsistent. When you claim you have corrected all the things you are directed to do, is it true you are only fooling you?
Take a look within. Take a look within.
As you step into the sunlight, please note that the moon is right behind you, has confined you. And when you attack me from your indirected, misconcepted point of view, that's slowly killing you, slowly distilling you.
Take a look within. Take a look within.
step into the sunlight, please remember that it's non-existent, self-subsistent. When you claim you have corrected all the things you were directed to do, is it true you were only fooling you?
Take a look within. Take a look within.
Hi, this is James Lowe of the Electric Prunes. You are tuned in to Phil Gray and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Punk on.
Here I go.
Look into my mind.
just the lyrics, it's the beat.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic.
Put down in a cabin, buried underground, in a place that's so far away, in a petrified cave that's made of stone. You find him working all alone, taking orange, green, and white, a crystallized powders, mixed in a colored, a colorized vials. And now you're starting to hear a bubbling sound, the earth being shaken from the ground. He's a trip, trip maker, of making things. A trip, trip maker, just for planning your dreams. A trip, trip maker, working night and day. A trip, trip maker, wanna see you play. Say, watch out, it's coming your way. Say, watch out, it's on the way. Well, he lives in the earth, 30 meters away. A place he couldn't find by a night or day. A mighty swampland filled with hanging green moss. A thousand signs saying stay away. A tall and crossbones got the entrance way. He's a trip, trip maker, a making things. A trip, trip maker, just for planning your dreams. A trip, trip maker, working night and day. A trip, trip maker, just to see you play. Say, watch out, it's calling your way. Say, watch out, it's on the way. Comes out late at night when the moon shines down, a bright eerie light, all dressed up in a hat, a white collar shirt, got a stiff grin and white, a polka dot tie. He been searching for your darling all night and day. Got a lot of good things you wanna try. He's a trip, trip maker, a making things. A trip, trip maker, just for planning your dreams. A trip, trip maker, working night and day. A trip, trip maker, just to see you play. Say, watch out, it's coming your way. Say, watch out, it's on the way. Say, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out, watch out.
It's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast, episode 328. Don't forget there are back episodes available all across the web. Lots and lots of good podcast providers have Retrospect episodes. Just search for Retrospect Garage Punk. So an unusual set there. Started off very, very obscure with some Christian psychedelia from 1967 from the Holy Ghost Reception Committee number 9. A track called The Magic Ice Cube. Then three fantastic and very important bands. The Electric Prunes, Get Me to the World on Time. Written by Annette Tucker and Jill Jones for The Electric Prunes. Released May 1967. Then we had The Third Bardo, another slice of very important 60s garage punk. I'm 5 years ahead of my time. The Third Bardo out of New York City, referencing the Tibetan Book of the Dead. And finally, a favourite of mine, The Seeds with Tripmaker. Off the 1967 album A Web of Sound, described as pushing too hard on amphetamines. So the Holy Ghost Reception Committee number 9, The Electric Prunes, The Third Bardo, and The Seeds. We're going more obscure straight after this.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Here is a 1966 release on Teledisc Records out of Canada. The band is called Lay 409. Formed by Norman Boucher in Pont-Vieux, Quebec, 1963, took their name from the Brian Wilson 1962 Beach Boys track 409, which was the flip side of Surfin' Safari. So this is Lay 409 with They Say.
Just because my hair's too long, That we must run against is the TV world. Are you aware of how much your child's actions and attitudes are controlled by television? The things they wear, the places they go, the things they do are directly related to television. For example, mother, are you aware of what your child is seeing on Saturday morning cartoons? Have you seen these cartoons? Programs motivated to lead your child into crime, into sex, into murder? Since the advent of TV, the crime rate in some areas has increased 1,000%.
This is David from Perth, Western Australia. I listen to my friend Phil Gray and his fantastic retrospect 60s garage punk show every week. Why? Because it's ace.
Three obscure 60s tracks there. Lay 409 out of Canada, top of the set with They Say. Then we had Adam and Eve from an album released 1969 in Germany called Paradise of Sounds. Adam and Eve, German duo with The Witch. Then thirdly in the set, another obscure track. The band is called Banana Crew, and I'm pretty sure you all know that track. The Stones' Jumpin' Jack Flash. Well, we started the set with Mexican 60s Garage. We'll get a bunch more straight after this.
Your community standards are far above this depraved material.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Well, it's not done right unless it's overdone. So another full set of Mexican 60s garage. Firstly, from 1966 on Polydor Records, a 45 RPM EP from Los Six Kings. This is El Nuevo Idioma.
A mi novia si en verdad me está queriendo. Luego, luego, luego me responde con palabras que no entiendo. No sé dónde habrá aprendido este idioma tan rarito. Si pidi, te pede, apada, ropa, vos. Si pidi, te pede, capada, jipidi. Si pidi, te pede, apada, ropa, vos. Si pidi, te pede, capada, jipidi. De seguro la habrá oído cuando hablaba un marcianito. Thank you.
hermanos nunca nos entenderemos. Voy a aprenderlo pues me estoy haciendo siempre bolas. Ella hablando en ese idioma nunca nos entenderemos. Si pidi te pere a para rompado, si pidi te pere camada, si pidi te pere a para rompado, si pidi te pere camada. Ella hablando en ese idioma nunca nos entenderemos.
Muy linda de verdad. Y le invité a pasear. Y ella no se negó. Y yo le pregunté, ¿cómo te llamas tú? Lo quiero yo saber. Y ella me dijo así: My name is G. Oh, ah, 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 a su casa y sin saberlo yo me sentí feliz. Luego la vi venir a mi cuarto, se acercó muy despacio, se arrimó y la puerta tocó y ella me dijo así: My name is G. L. O.
Hey Phil, it's Brian from Waterford in the States. Love the show. Want to hear more of that global garage set. Thanks, big guy.
Encontrará. Eso es el ruido del silencio.
Well, there's three more 60s tracks out of Mexico there. Lost Six Kings, top of the set, with El Nuevo Idioma. Then Lost Rockin' Devils, a video of this one up on our Facebook page. Lost Rockin' Devils formed Tijuana, Mexico in 1960s. One of the many bands of what's called the first wave of rock sung in Spanish in Latin America. First recordings, 1964. Lost Rockin' Devils with a retrospect favourite, of course, Van Morrison's Gloria. Thirdly in the set, El Taro de Mostaza. Mexican rock band. Five young men aged between 15 and 20 years old from Poza Rica, Veracruz. Signed to Capitol Records Mexico in the late 60s, originally called El Sonido, or The Sound, they changed their names to El Taro de Mostaza, Spanish for The Mustard Jar. Itself a play on words for Mexican slang for joints. They found some success in Mexico, also a little bit internationally. At one time had a number one hit on the Billboard En Español in the USA. Heavily influenced by prog rock, psych and garage, particularly bands like Iron Butterfly. El Taro de Mostaza with El Ruido de Silencio. Wrapping our Mexican set on this week's Retrospect.
Yeah!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
The string tone is thin and boxy. This faint background rumble seems strangely out of focus.
But wait, we have more global garage. Here's a favourite of mine from a compilation album called Go Go Group Sounds from Japan. Also appeared on their album called Album Number 5, along with tracks such as San Francisco, A Whiter Shade of Pale, High Heel Sneakers, Massachusetts, Time Is On My Side, In the Midnight Hour. The band is called The Spiders. Gotta love this cover of Day Tripper.
It been so, so very long, baby. I found out. Right. Got a good reason for taking the easy way out. Oh, I got a good reason for taking the easy way out. She was a drag prepper, one way to catch ya. It took me so, so very long, baby. I found out. Got a good reason for taking the easy way out. Got a good reason. Went the easy way out. She was a drag prepper, one way to catch ya. It took me so, so very long, baby. I found out. All right then, baby. She was a drag prepper, one way to catch ya. It took me so, so very long, baby. I found out. I said, come a little closer, whopper. Oh no, no, whopper. I said, one more time now, whopper.
Sospecha un filo de la mia vita, insegnate, perché non merito le cose che mi fai. Ma se mi lasci non rispondo più di me, e avrai rimorso quando io non vivrò più.
c'è un figlio e il mio domani e tu lo sai. Non voglio più quel po' d'amore che mi dai. La carità puoi farla un altro, non a me. Meglio un fila che una gloria senza te.
Fantastic slices of global garage there. The Spiders out of Japan, top of the set, with their cover of the Beatles' Day Tripper. Then iCorvi. Photo and information up on our Facebook page. iCorvi, Italian for the crows, Italian beat group, formed in Parma, 1965, mainly performing cover versions of popular British and American records of the time. Pretty well known for their track Un Ragazzo di Strada, which was a rewriting of I Ain't No Miracle Worker. But we took a particular favourite of mine, Sospesa as un filo. Translates to hanging by a thread. In fact, a rewrite of the Electric Prunes' I Had Too Much to Dream Last Night. Fantastic slice of Italian beat music from iCorvi. Finally in the set, The Brummels out of France off the psychedelic French freak beat album, a track called Boff. Well, we have time for a little bit more before the end of the show. Here's another very interesting track off a compilation called Psych Rock from India, although it also appeared on the Similar Beat compilation. We talked about that recently. Also on Strangers from a Strange Land. Also on one called Psych Funk Sariga, Aesthetic Expressions of Psychedelic Funk Music in India. The band is called the X-Lengths. This is Born on the Bayou.
Hey, I can see you, yeah, the Rocco Coca-Cola.
back Bombay. And I can still hear my old hound dog barking, racing down a hoodoo way, racing down a hoodoo way. Born on a bayou, born on a bayou. A bad break between all wishing and all doubt on New Orleans. Born on a bayou, born on a bayou, hey, born on a bayou, doot, 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 doot.
And that's it for this episode of Retrospect, episode 328, heavy focus on Mexican music, some other very cool global garage as well. Your feedback's always welcome, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio. Hope you'll join me next week for more great 60s garage.
Us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.